Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend some time talking about our secondary education and the supervision of that education. That's grades 6 through 13, and we do a lot of college. 13 is the early college, and we do college course overlap. My very special guest on the program is our new secondary director, secondary education director, Mr. Jeff Haney. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Nolte. Thank you for letting me come.
I appreciate you being on. You all may have heard him on before. He's done some programs before, and I'll just let him tell you about a little bit about his background and experiences. I've known him now for quite some time. Both of us have worked in the school system in a variety of positions, and I want to welcome you, I guess, officially on the podcast and radio program to your new position. But if you just tell folks a little bit about, you know, your background and experiences.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Nolte. Dr. Nolte, I started out at Inca High School. I taught in the vocational department over there and was lucky enough to have a real good, successful career there. I coached a couple of sports while I was there, basketball and tennis. And had good seasons there and enjoyed that. And then came over to Haywood County as an assistant principal at Pisgah High School. What a great experience. Worked with Danny Miller, a great leader and a great mentor, and still is to me. And then I moved over to Clyde Elementary. I followed Tyree Kaiser, who was a legend in the elementary realm.
And yes, he
wow,
was.
What a knowledgeable man. And
not to interrupt you, but you've mentioned two legends.
Yes, I have.
So far.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Right.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I interrupt you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Then I ended up down at Central Haywood High School, and Central Haywood High School is our alternative school. And we made great gains there. Graduation rate went up. Just a great staff, a great school. Just a wonderful experience. And the past 2 years I've been to early college. And what that is, we prepare students to go to college while they're still in high school. So they're working on a 2-year transferable degree and a high school diploma at the same time. And that's been a great experience. Haywood Community College has been very open. They have really worked with us. And we've experienced great success over the past 2 years.
Yeah, that's a wonderful relationship. On a side note, Mr. Haney and I were on a conference call with the president of the college before we recorded this podcast, talking about some very serious stuff, and that relationship's not always been that way. I mean, we're talking to them like we're talking to each other. Just a good group of people over at the college work with.
They're very dedicated. We had a Morehead Cane Scholar winner this year. That's unheard of.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Really big deal. Well, and you've mentioned the Morehead Scholar, and you also talked about Haywood Early College. And not every test detail from the last school year is in, but just brag on Haywood Early College a little bit as you're transitioning to a new job.
Well, Haywood Early College is very successful. We have a diverse group of students. They come from all different backgrounds, but they have been very successful. A couple of things that really amazed me was 88% of our fourth and fifth year students worked a job while still maintaining high standards in academics. But we raised our composite score up to over 93% this year, which is really, really good. I mean, Haywood County Schools is 11th in the state in performance, and that's awesome. We're in a great place. The early college will probably be in the top 3-4% this year. Once we get all the scores, we'll really be able to tell you, but we're going to be very close. And that's just a little old school over here at Haywood Community College that we're all working together to get the best out of the students. 91% of the students are going on to further their education. We've got a couple that are going to go into something else. They're going to either go straight to a job or go into a military or something like that. But great experience, great thing for students.
So you all can see why Mr. Haney is a good person to be our secondary supervisor. He knows the system. He's worked, from elementary through three high school jobs, AP, assistant principal, and two principal jobs, and he's very familiar with the college credit side, having worked at the early college. We'll come on, listeners, in a week or two, and with a podcast with the new principal at Haywood Early College, Lori Fox, a bright, capable lady about halfway through her career, very smart. She'll do a good job over at the Early College. So, Mr. Haney, I know you're not one who just sits. You're always looking and talking and digging and trying to find out information. So talk to the listeners a little about some of the things you've done to transition, to prepare, to move from the principal's job at the Early College to the secondary supervisor's job.
Well, the first thing I did is I bought me a new pair of tennis shoes because I knew I was going to have to come in running. So I bought me a new pair of tennis shoes.
Follow with Knox Harden. You may need
that. That's exactly right. Knox Harden was in place prior to me coming. Carol Douglas had been up here as secondary supervisor for quite a while, just a very knowledgeable pair. But very lucky I worked with Knox at Pisgah. Knox's knowledge is incredible. And when you sit down with her, her knowledge and her ability to share knowledge is just, her passion is for school. It really is. So I've met with her. Of course, I've met with you a couple of times and trying to get me acclimated. But, you know, the thing is we've got to look and see where the jobs are in the future. We've got to look and see what we need to teach in the schools. And that's not just high school. That's from elementary up. And we're seeing a lot of science and math needs in our future. So we're going to look at some science and math needs. Now, that doesn't mean that they're more important than English or social studies or any of our vocational classes. But what that means is the jobs are requiring more details in science and math. And that's one of the things we're going to look at over the next few years.
That's amazing. You just made a correlation that you didn't know you made. The previous podcast, if you want to go to the list and look it up, I did with Todd Trantham. He was the host of that podcast. And we actually talked about how jobs are changing and how we need to talk about the math and science. And we listed a few of those jobs. So you made that connection there without being cued up front. So we're
doing this with no notes or anything. This is just us.
That's right. So anyway, that is one of the things that Mr. Haney's identified that we'll all be working on, and we appreciate that. Well, I want to, again, just thank you for the fantastic work that you've done in the school system, and you're going to do a really good job, and I appreciate your willingness to move in to be the secondary supervisor. And we've got maybe 30 seconds or a minute. Is there anything else you want to say before we close the podcast out?
You know, the most important thing in education is to get support. So we need lots of community support, lots of parental support. You can look at data across time. You can look over time. Anywhere you look, the support they receive at home is just as important what we do at school. So Haywood County's we're known for being supportive, from the homes to the schools. So just want to thank everybody for their support, and that's part of our success.
Yeah, it is, and you know that well. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Mr. Haney, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.